We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And as usual, we got too much stuff for 4 hours. I can't get it all in.
All right, let's start now.
Well, all right, there's a real good chance we know who the new Eagles head coach is. Ah. We'll get to that in a second. We've got Keith Jones. He is here today.
Nice.
He said to me, please set aside at least 2 of the 4 hours to discuss last night's Flyers loss.
No, that's okay. Let's go.
6-1.
Move on.
Jonesy,
was
what,
that the final? That was the final? 6-1?
You did the game. Keith Jones, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand Keith Jones, he yesterday did a national game at noon.
Yeah, the noon game.
A local game at 7. And he's here the following morning at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Workaholic Keith Jones.
And I showered this morning, too.
No!
Tried something different.
Wow.
It's nice.
And what did you say before the show, Jonesy, why you did all this?
You put a check on the end of it, I'll be there. Yep.
So great.
Very passionate.
So apparently we're not going to talk too much of the hockey, although you know I'm going to use a line several times today because I can't get enough of it. We are also, Rhea Hughes has some drama. She had some very big drama this morning, Al. She's going to share with the audience because it was bad. It was scary. But she's okay. Everything's fine. We have a brand new song suggested by an emailer on Saturday.
Oh.
Here it is Tuesday morning, Al, the incredible song, what's the original? I only know the new
You're
version.
You're Unbelievable?
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole, Unforgettable. He has changed it to Uncoachable.
You're very forgettable.
Wow.
So is the song.
You are uncoachable. It's coming up.
Uh-huh.
We got two versions.
Oh.
We had a version with Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. And we got a version with Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. Playing the role of Natalie Cole is Casey Conklin.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
They're both great, but whenever Casey's in it, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got New Eagle commercials today out. It's a little hard to sell now. They got to ramp it up a little.
Yeah.
We got their new commercials. That's coming out
tonight.
We've got John Marks at 7, Al, and we are featuring all the different day parts on our shows on Tuesday morning at 7. And honestly, I want John on, too, so I get the echo from my son's head. 8 o'clock is Brandon Lee Gowton, because he is with Bleeding Green Nation. And Brandon Lee Gowton, Al, he has all the latest on what's going on with the coach, and there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll get the national perspective from the Athletics' Bo Wolf.
Nice.
But let's start with the drama surrounding the Eagles, because something happened over the past 48 hours that was unpredictable. It started Sunday in the palatial mansion of Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in Al, the man who oversaw 613 yards in Super Bowl 52. By the way, a game the Eagles won.
Yeah,
he was the offensive coordinator of the Patriots during that mega effort, 41-33 Eagles. Seems like more than 3 years now.
Oh,
doesn't it?
Seems like a lifetime
ago. It seems like a generation ago.
Amazing what's taken place since.
All right, but Josh McDaniels sat down with the Eagles brass. Now, we know Howie and Jeff Lurie were there. We're not sure who else. It was at the mansion in Florida. No one knows.
$28 million
mansion. Maybe they were sitting poolside. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, Al, there is no actual amount of time that transpired, but it ended at 9 p.m. And Peter King pointed out in his piece on Monday of Pro Football Talk that the Eagles have developed a reputation for taking the interview process and prolonging it to record levels.
Starting to believe me now?
Yeah.
They love to talk to people.
They love to talk about themselves.
Yes.
Now, well, that, I'm a little closer to Rhea's side on that. Yeah. I think of the we're saying roughly 9 hours.
Yeah.
Roughly 9 hours. And Rhea, what were you saying yesterday? Seven of the nine with Jeff Lurie talking about himself?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
That's what we're thinking. But anyway, so here's the thing.
I have no sources.
So let's look at Josh McDaniels, because here's the shocker of it.
What is it?
Of all the guys on the list, there's 12 of them on the list. A lot of them have deferred. The quarterback whisperer in Buffalo told the Eagles yesterday he doesn't want the job. He doesn't want to interview for the job.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but he did interview for the Chargers job. We'll explore that a little later.
Interesting.
It's a statement about both the Eagles organization and specifically Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But let's start. Jeff Lurie, in his remarkable news conference 8 days ago, Al, was dropping nuggets, little hints, that maybe McDaniel, in the back of his mind, McDaniels was already the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this little nugget.
You know, basically do ongoing research no matter what. When we were winning the Super Bowl, you do ongoing research on, because you know you may lose people. So we didn't know we were going to lose Frank Reich, but suddenly happened when Josh turned that job down and set off a whole, you know. So you have.
Josh. First name basis?
Mm-hmm.
First, all right, just so you understand the background of what happened there. In 2018, right after the Eagles had won the Super Bowl, right, the Indianapolis Colts brought in Josh McDaniels. They were very impressed with him. He had bombed out in Denver in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah.
But Al, that was a long time ago, and he had matured since then, they hoped, and they gave him the job. And they agreed to the job. And then he got second thoughts, and he called them, and he pulled himself out of it after he'd accepted the job. They had negotiated the whole contract. Everything was done. He said no. He said no.
Dominoes.
That's how the Eagles ended up losing Frank Reich. So all this stuff ties together. Here's one more tie for you. Josh McDaniels in 2009. Right, Al? I never know how to say that. 2009. In 2009. Do you know when he got there, who they signed for his team?
Who they signed?
Sam?
Player-wise or?
Only the most revered Eagle of our lifetime.
Oh, God, B-Dawg.
Brian Dawkins was signed after he took the job out. He coached Dawkins. Now, I'm not telling him what to do. That's not my role. But if I were the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know a better person than Brian Dawkins. I would immediately call Brian if they have not and say, Brian, you played for Josh McDaniels when he was in his early 30s and when he was apparently somewhat of a lunatic. What was he like?
Stories?
Here's the deal. Josh McDaniels is the precise opposite of a yes man. He's a wackadoo. He's a Bill Belichick clone in that he really thinks he knows what he's doing.
I would think Brian Dawkins would like that type of coach.
I would think so, too.
I would think he would have recommended
but
him.
But that's not the point. Will Carson Wentz like that coach when he didn't like a much softer coach this year, Doug Peterson or Press Taylor?
That's why you go to that type of
you
coach.
Do.
Yeah, of course. You don't.
That
you
is,
don't,
they're not coddling you, Wentz if you, they end up with McDaniel.
When you're changing coaches, you go to an entirely different style of coach. That's what you do.
So anyway, so here's a couple of more clues that Josh McDaniels is going to be the guy. Eric Bieniemy. Al, apparently right now the Eagles and Andy Reid have had a little bit of a falling out. By the way, later in the show, Andy Reid lies in public.
Ah.
I've got it for you exclusively. But anyway, back to this. So they apparently, Al, no longer want to be considered the team that keeps asking Andy what to do. Because that's
they do.
How they got Doug Peterson. So they were supposed to be interviewing Mike Kafka.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he got taken off the list. And now Eric Bieniemy was supposed to do an interview with him. But Eric Bieniemy's own agent tweeted out that on Martin Luther King Day, Eric once again was, there were no black coaches hired so far. And that there were only two openings left, and the Eagles are about to take JM.
Well, yeah.
Josh McDaniels. The agents for Eric Bieniemy, all but announced that the Eagles are going to hire Josh McDaniels.
I thought it was John Madden when I read it.
John Madden's 100.
Oh, sorry.
All right, anyway, and then on Sports Illustrated Monday Morning Quarterback, Albert Breer was there saying that all of his sources say, and you know Jeff Lurial, he does extensive vetting. He's relentless. Here's Albert Breer.
I can tell you, like, with a high level of certainty, that the Eagles are doing a lot of vetting of Josh McDaniels now. They've been calling around to different people over the course of the day, and that tells me that they're very serious about making a deal here. And I think what's really interesting about it, guys, I think these two parties kind of need each other. You know, Josh McDaniels is sort of at the point where his stock isn't what it once was. I think he's got to look at himself, 45 years old, and say, you know, if I don't take this one and we don't win for the next year or two in New England, is another one going to come down the pike? And then on the other side of the table, you have the Philadelphia Eagles, who need somebody to come in and fix their quarterback.
Here's the thing. I'm sure everything he's got there is true, but the real reason that Josh McDaniels would leave now, well, there's two. One is Tom Brady isn't there to make him look great every year, because he won 6 rings. McDaniels was there for all 6 Brady championships.
Yeah.
Right, Al? So that's one. And the other one is, he's got to get, the team sucked this year. Does he want to be there for a whole nother rebuild with the Patriots? Because Belichick's not leaving. He's 68. He's overseeing a rebuilding. How many more years will this guy wait to become the Patriots coach?
I don't know that it would be that many. Kraft loves him.
Well, what information do you have? Well, this guy has sources. What do you got?
I know when he went to Denver, there were the stories that Kraft told him, stick around here.
Right.
And he really likes him. And I think he was sort of implied that
you're going to get the job.
Kind of, but I
that was 11 years ago.
But the problem the Eagles actually the strength that the Eagles have with McDaniels, the real reason he didn't go to Denver was not that Kraft
Indy.
That Denver. He didn't go to Indy.
They wish he hadn't
was,
gone to
was
Denver.
Was not that Kraft gave him the job.
Yeah.
When he went to Indianapolis, he basically told them, I want to run the whole show.
Right.
I don't know that he wanted.
He doesn't have that leverage now.
Well, I don't know. I think the Eagles could use that. I'm talking.
The Eagles are not about. You're here on this show this morning, Al Morgani.
Yeah.
Suggested the Eagles are ready to hand all their power over to Josh McDaniels.
I think.
You are drinking.
I think Howie's done a bad enough job.
Did you listen to any of these news conferences?
Those guys
are bathing in their power. They're not about to hand it to the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. Jonesy, say something.
If that's a fact, that would be a remarkable thing.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing for the Eagles.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like that would be something that they would be willing to do.
Did you hear Lurie for 42 minutes? Does that sound like a guy abdicating responsibility?
No, he's doing some research.
Anyway.
And a lot of it.
Finally, because I know what you're saying. All right, let's say we end up with this guy. What are we getting? Well, one of the top people at NBC Sports Boston is Tom Curran.
Tommy Curran.
And Tom was able to provide a great scouting report on maybe the next Eagles coach.
He's a really good, open, honest, we'll tell you how he feels, more than meet you halfway kind of guy. And he will be that with Wentz. But if Wentz just pays lip service and says, yeah, I'm your guy, I'll do what you say. You've coached some great players. You've been in more big games than I have. I'm gonna listen to you, and then doesn't do it, it's gonna be a problem.
Then I'm gonna take a wild guess. It's gonna be a problem. But you know what? That's fine, because the way I look at it is this: I don't care what Josh McDaniel told Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman. If for the 12.7 hours that they met by the pool in Florida. Right. He's going to do what he believes is right.
Exactly.
He is not a guy, Al, who is going to defer to Howie or to Jeffrey or to anybody because he is from the Bill Belichick tree, and Belichick does what Belichick thinks is right. He's not going to take Howie's advice. In fact, if Howie picks Rager over Jefferson the next time, you'll see McDaniels, Howie will be in a headlock. He'll have him in a friggin' headlock. He's not going to put up with it. They're going from Doug, who is docile, who let him pick his own assistants. This guy's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's been the problem with Belichick tree guys. They're not as good as him, but think they are.
Yeah.
Right.
And
try to get
him.
Well, that's fine. Well, that may be a
problem.
Try
to act like him.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, after extensive vetting by me, I hereby endorse the hiring of Josh McDaniels as the next head coach of the Eagles. I endorse it. I am in favor of it because he'll tell these jackasses to shut up. I'm running things now. Get out of my way.
Howie better size up that closet again.
Wow. Rough. All right. Rhea, not a yes man. I'm thrilled.
I'm fine with it.
I spent a lot of time. Now, Al, don't get us wrong. This guy's got baggage.
He once had a meeting with Jay Cutler that is epic.
Rhea will tell us about it later. Jay Cutler, of course, horse's ass,
totally.
So we don't care.
Well,
we don't care.
Can you imagine
Al,
a meeting with Carson Wentz?
This guy cheated in London.
Yeah.
With hidden cameras.
Yeah.
When he was facing the Niners.
He got caught, yeah.
It's another version of Spygate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what I think of that. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught. 215-592-9494. We got an open board you can get right on. Do you like Josh McDaniels? Is he the guy? I got prizes today. Good stuff. How do you win? Today's National Popcorn Day.
Ah, popcorn.
There is a term they use for movies. Popcorn movies. Movies you watch just to space out.
Like what T.O. used to say.
Great popcorn movies.
Mm. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, well, there's no hidden meaning. There's no it's just
popcorn movies. A
lot of stuff blowing up. A lot of goofy stuff happening.
I like those movies. Yeah.
Popcorn movies are our topic today. Name one. The judge today is a woman who understands movies and popcorn. Ava Graham. 215. You will get right on. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 668.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.